Guys, we're on the very top of Chaf Hei Amid Aleph. So we were talking about creating a separation between your heart and your erva, and we said that you're supposed to cover your heart for the sake of davening. So we're the last word on the first line. V'amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Shachach v'niknas b'tfilin l'beis akise. A person accidentally didn't realize he was wearing tefillin, and he walked into the bathroom. Maniach yadav aleyan ad sheyigmor. He should cover him up with his hand, meaning his shel yad is already covered, because the halacha is, you're supposed to keep your shel yad covered, but his shel rosh is exposed, so he should put his hand covering over his shel rosh until he finishes going to the bathroom. Ad sheyigmor solka daitach, until he finishes, that's what you think? Ela kedam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, rather what Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, ad sheyigmor amud rishon, v'lifsok la'alter, v'leikum, I'm sorry, so he says, until he finishes his initial going, meaning he should stop in the middle. And then we say, v'lifsok la'alter, let him stop immediately, v'leikum, let him get out of there. Meaning, why should he finish his initial going? That shouldn't be allowed. He says, no, mishum derav Shimon ben Gamliel. Because of the statement of Shimon ben Gamliel, that's why he's allowed to finish his initial going. What is that statement? The Tanya, we have a brisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Amur achozer mevias adam liday hadarkon or hadrakon, right? So he says, if you're in the middle of actually going and then you force yourself to stop, that is going to cause some kind of a bowel issue. Silon achozer mevias adam liday yarkon. And similarly, if you stop yourself from urinating, stop yourself from defecating, these are ways to create intestinal issues or, you know, bowel problems, and therefore we don't force the guy to get sick over it, and we therefore say that he can finish his initial going, and then he can and then he covers his tefillin until he's done with that, and then he should leave the bathroom and obviously remove his tefillin. Okay, now we are going, once we got into the bathroom stuff, we're going to continue with bathroom stuff, mostly for the rest of the parak. Okay, it's very cheerful, excrement-based topic. So the Gemara then continues. Itmar, we learn the following statement. Soa al besaro. Again, you have to understand, they just live differently than we live in terms of cleanliness. So a person doesn't realize he has some soa. Soa refers to feces on his flesh, on his skin. He didn't wipe himself properly or whatever it is. O al yado, are on his hands. Munachas beis akise. Resting in the beis akise, in the bathroom. Rav Huna Amar Mutar Likros Kriyashma. So he says, I'm sorry, I messed it up. So al basara, o yado munachas beis akise. Or his hand remains in the beis akise, meaning he's right next to the bathroom and his hand is still there. So he says, Rav Huna says, Mutar Likros Kriyashma. He's still allowed to say Kriyashma. Rav Chizda Amar also Likros Kriyashma. Rav Chizda says, not allowed to say Kriyashma in such a state. He has to clean himself off. Amar Rava, my time at the Rav Huna. What is the reason of Rav Huna that he says you're allowed to say Kriyashma? It says, Kol HaNishama Ta'alil Ka. Right? So he says, because all of my Nishama should praise Hashem. So basically, what's that idea? Right, the idea is that as long as your neshama is clean, meaning it doesn't matter if you have a spot on your body that's unclean or if your hand is still in the beis hakise, that's not a requirement. As long as your insides are clean, so then you're allowed to say kriyashma. As opposed to Rav Chizda, says you're not allowed to say it. Says it's dechsev. Why kol atzmosai tomar nashem mikamocha? Right, I don't know if you guys recognize that from Nishmas Kol Chai. We quote that pasuk, Kol Atzmosai Tomarna, all of my bones must say Michamocha, meaning even if there's one spot on my whole body that's not clean, it's not just about my neshama, it's not just about my insides, it's even about your whole body.
Rav Huna says that one should say Kriyashma because they care about the neshama being clean.
Right. Right, that's B, I think, over there, number three.
Well,
yeah.
One should be more careful on how he goes to feel, right? Not Kriyashma.
Yes, that was at the very top of the Amid. Right, we said that from the end of Chav Dalet Amud Beis going on to Chav Hei Amud Aleph. Right, so we said that if you read the top Rashi over there, we said that at the very end of Shiri last time. Aval tefila tzarechu laharos es atzmo keomid lifnei amelach. Right, it says for tefila you have to make yourself like you're standing in front of a king. V'lamud be'ema. Aval kriyashma einu medaber bifnei amelach. Kriyashma is not called speaking in front of the king. It's accepting the rulership of Hashem upon you, but it's not speaking to the king on the same way as tefillah. Okay, Itmar. We have the following Gemara. We have the following statement from the Amoraim. Reach rash yesh lo ikar. There's a bad smell that has a source. What do we mean? It means that there's a bad smell, and you know where it's coming from because the source is still there, right? So Ravuna Amar Marchik Dalad Amos v'korei Kriyash. We have to go Dalad Amos away to say Shema. Rav Chizda Amar Marchik Dalad Amos v'makom shepasak areyach v'korei Kriyash. You have to go much farther away than that. You have to go Dalad Amos from where the smell is to say Kriyash. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chizda. If a brisa like Rav Chizda, lo yikra adam Kriyash lo keneged, so as adam lo keneged, so as klavim lo keneged, so as kazirim lo keneged, so as tarnegolim. Velo keneged, so as ashpa shereicha ra. So what do we have all these cases? You're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema in front of the excrement of the following humans, dogs, pigs, and chickens, right? And also not next to a trash heap because the smell is bad. And if the place was 10 tfachim off the ground, or 10 tfachim below, Yoshev b'tzido v'kore kriyashma. Then you can actually say kriyashma next to it because halachically, 10 tefachim above or 10 tefachim below constitutes a separate reshus. And like for the purposes of Shabbos, 10 tefachim up or 10 tefachim down constitutes a separate reshus. And therefore, halachically, it's like the excrement is in a different room. The imla, but if it's not, marchik milo einav, you have to go in the distance that you can't see it anymore. V'chein l'tfila, and so too it's for tfila. Then it says, Reach Rasha, this is still, I think, the same braisa. Reach Rasha yesh lo ikar, marchik dalet amos, mimokam ha-reach v'korei kriyashma. And if there's a reach ra, there's a bad smell that has a source, meaning that whole idea of the tsoa being 10 tfachim up or 10 tfachim down, that's only if it doesn't stink. If it smells, then obviously you have to go Dalet Amos from the place where it smells in order to say Kriyas Shema. So who's the Braisa going like over there? Right? So fine. So that's the Raya that Rav Chizda has a Braisa on his side. So then comes along Rava and he says, Amar Rava, no, Leis Hilchasa Ki Ha Masnisa. The Halakha doesn't follow that Braisa. Ella Ki Ha Detanya. Rather, like the following Braisa, Lo yikra adam kriyash ma lo keneged soas adam lo keneged soas chazir ma lo keneged soas klav in bizman she nasan oros lesocha. You're not allowed to say kriyash ma next to the excrement of these animals and humans if they put at the time that they put the skins to soak in them. Tannery, you guys know what a tannery is? So it's when they used to make leather out of animal hides and stuff like that, out of animal hides. It was apparently a nasty business. They used excrement and urine and all kinds of things to make tannery, to prepare the hides and stuff like that. So it always reeked. In fact, the Gemara in Maseches Megillah says you're not even allowed, if you had a place that used to be a shul, even if it was like made into, it was done properly, that it was sold for a secular purpose, you're not allowed to make it into a tannery because that's just a disgrace. Like, you can't make it into a place where, like, we're dealing in excrement. So basically, that's you're not allowed to read Kriyashma near such a place where they used excrement to make the skins. Bal minim Rav Sheshis, Reach Rasha, ain't no ikar ma. What if there's no ikar? What if there is no source, like somebody passes gas, or there's a residual smell, like a garbage truck, we're going to talk about this later, a garbage truck passes by and it reeks for the next 5 minutes, but the garbage truck is a mile away. So what's the halacha in such a case? Amar lehu asu chazu hani tzife de be'rav dehani gonu v'hanu garsi. Right, he says, come and see these, what were the case over there? What does Rashi say? So he says, these mats in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav. So he says that the people would sleep on them, they'd sleep on the mats in Rav's Beis Medrash, and then they would learn, they would wake up. Rashi says people often pass gas in their sleep, but they wouldn't stop the learning. V'hani mili b'divrei Torah. That's talking about saying words of Torah, meaning even if somebody in the room made it smell bad, you're still allowed to continue learning, hence our shir room. Avo b'kriyashma lo, but it's not so when it comes to kriyashma. V'divrei Torah nami lo amran ela d'chavrei. That's only if someone else did it. Avol didei lo, right? So, but if he's the one who did it, then he has to wait. What? Right, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema when there's a bad smell. He has to go somewhere else. But if you're in the middle of learning, right, the basic yisod is that we don't, if you're in the middle of learning and then you have to step outside, it's going to interrupt the whole thing. Kriya Shema is shogar b'fiv. You can keep going with the Kriya Shema. If you walk outside, you're not going to, it's not going to mess you over so much. What number was that on the sheet? That was number 5? Right, okay, 5 is A. Or D or B. Oh boy. Let's see. Say Kriya Shema but not learn Torah. Well, that's the opposite of A, right? 4? Oh, 4. According to Fizda, when there's a bad smell that has a source, one should walk Dalet Amos from the smell. Right? That's D. Right, that was a machlokes. But Rav Chisda held D, that you walk Dalet Amos from the smell. Is that correct? Okay. All right, going forward, 2 dots. Itmar, we have another Gemara. Itmar, you guys know, it's like Tanya for Amorim, right? We learn from the Amorim. Soa Overis, let's say there's a sewer truck passing by, and it reeks, but it's going to be gone in a second. Abaye Omar Abaye says Mutter Likros Kriyashma. You're allowed to say Kriyashma while the sewer truck passes by. Rava Omar also Likros Kriyashma. You're not allowed to. Omar Abaye Minam. You know, how do I know this? The Tanan has a following Mishnah. Hatam. This is a Mishnah in Ohalos. Not Ohalos. Excuse me. It's a Mishnah in Nega'im. Just did it. I told you there was a in my house. Erev Shabbos of Parshat Tazria Mitzora, my son and I finished Maseches Nagun, which is all about Tsaras. So this is about Tsaras. One of the quirks about a person who has Tsaras is that he's like a dead body insofar as that if you're in the same room with him, you become Tamei B'Tumas Ohel. Anybody else who's Tamei can't be Metamei you in Tumas Ohel except a person who has Tsaras. So here the case is, the person who has Tsaras, HaTamei Omid, he's standing Tachas Eilam under a tree. V'atar over, and the Torah guy walks under the same tree, but he doesn't stop. Tamei. The halach is, he's Tamei. Tor Omid Tachas Eilam V'Tamei over, Tor. If a Tor guy standing under the tree and the Tamei guy passes by, meaning the guy with Tsaras, just to be clear, this does not apply to any other type of Tumah. Okay, a guy who's Tamei because he's a Zav, or a guy who's Tamei because he touched a Sheretz, or whatever else, if he walks under the same tree as you, you are not Tamei. But if a guy has Tsaras, then he does make you Tamei. Okay? So there we have a case. We have a case where the Tamei guy is walking by, it does not make you Tamei. Tsoa Overis is not the same thing as Tsoa that's there. But Vim Amad Tameh. But if he stops, then he's Tameh. V'chein be'eved haminugas. So too a stone that was taken from a house that had Tsaras. Right? So that also makes you Tameh. Rava Amar Lachad. Rava would answer you back. Hasam be'kviyusa talya milsa. There it's different because it's all about establishing yourself. Dichsiv badad yeshev michutz lamachaneh moshavo. It says in last week's parasha, you're supposed to sit by yourself outside of the camp. Hacha, what's the basis over here for not davening in front of excrement or not saying Kriya Shema in front of excrement? It says v'hoya machanecha kadosh. Right, those 3 words are key. I don't know if I put a, did I make a question for that? I really should have. The source for all of this is the pasuk V'haya Machanecha Kadosh, right? It's talking about, we'll get more into this pasuk as we go, but the pasuk is talking about a case where you went to war and the Torah commands you to bring a shovel with you so that you could dig a hole and cover it over when you have to go to the bathroom, right? Meaning, even when you're on a camping trip or something like that, you have to make sure not to just pollute the woods or whatever it is, should cover it over so that your camp can be kadosh. So he says, "Amarachman of a halakha." In other words, if your camp is not kadosh, so then you can't say Kriya Shema, regardless of whether it's staying there or whether it's passing by. And therefore, Rava says, even if the sewer truck, is passing by, it still prevents you from saying Kriya Shema. Okay, Amarach Papa. Pichazir kitsoa overes dami. The mouth of a pig. Remember, pigs, they roll in the mud with all kinds of schmutz and nastiness. So their mouth is full of schmutz and nastiness. So the mouth of a pig is the same thing as a passing by garbage truck or a passing by sewer truck. So Pshita says the Gemara, of course. Lo tzricha. No, we still need to say it. Afal gav the solik. minara, right? Even if it's coming out of a place where it could have cleaned itself, even if it's coming out of a place where it would be clean, we still treat it like a tsoa overis. Amrav Yehuda, suffik tsoa asura, suffik meraglayim muteris. If you're not sure if there's tsoa, if you're not sure if there's feces there, then it's also to say Kriya Shema. But if there's not sure where there's urine there, it's mutter. Ika damri amrav Yehuda, suffik tsoa bebayis muteris, ba'ashpa asura. No, if there's a suffik tsoa in a house, it's still mutter to say Kriya Shema. If there's a suffik tsoa in a dump, then obviously it's going to be asur. Suffik meraglayim, afilu ba'ashpa nami mutar. But if it's a suffik meraglayim, it's going to be mutter even in a dump. Why savar la? Because he holds kihada Rav Amnuna. He holds like Rav Amnuna. Dam Rav Amnuna lo asra Torah ela keneged omud bilvat. When it comes to urine, the Torah only asered to say Kriya Shema in front of somebody who's currently urinating, the stream itself. Ukid Rav Amnuna. Sorry, I just said that. No, Uki de Rabbi Yonasan, de Rabbi Yochanan Rami. It's like the statement of Rabbi Yonasan answering Rabbi Yochanan's question. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. Ksiv v'yad tiyalach. That's the same pasuk of Ahoyah Machanecha Kadosh. These are all the same pasuk. V'yad tiyalach michutz l'machaneh. Should have a hand outside of your camp. V'yatzta shama chutz. And when you need to go to the bathroom, you should go outside the camp. Uksiv. And then it says, v'yaseid tiyalach. You should have a shovel. V'kisisa es tzeyasecha. You should cover over your excrement. Hakeit said, how is this so? Kan b'gedolim, kan b'ketanim. One is the covering over is talking about actual gedolim when you go number two. And ketanim, that's the Talmudic way of saying number one and number two. Gedolim, you have to cover over with dirt. Ketanim, you don't have to cover over. Alma ketanim lo asra Torah lo keneged alma bilvat. Right? Ketanim is only asra to actually urinate in the presence of Torah. But to have urine there is not a problem. Hanafala ara shari. Once it falls onto the ground, it's mutter. Virabanan. How do the Rabbanan argue with that? I messed it up. Virabanan ud gazrubuhu. The Rabbanan are the ones who made the gzera. V'chigazrubu Rabbanan bevadon. Avo besveikon lo gazru. Right? But a suffic urine, the Rabbanan didn't make a gzera. You can't say Kriya Shema in front of a suffic urine. They made a gzera. If there's vada urine over there, don't say Kriya Shema. But not suffik. Ubevado not come. And if you know that there's urine there, how far away do you have to go to say Kriya Shema? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol zman shemat pichin. As long as it's wet, you can't say Kriya Shema there. V'chein Amar Rabba Bar Rachana Amar Biyochanan, kol zman shemat pichin. Right, again, keep in mind, this is assuming there's no bad smell. If there's a smell, you got to go away from the smell regardless. But if there's no smell, there's just urine, as long as it's wet, you got to get away from it. V'chein Amar Ula, kol zman shemat pichin. Fine. Geneva, that's someone's name. Geneva Mishmei de Rav, Amar Geneva says in the name of Rav, Kolzman Shereshuman Nikar. No, as long as you could see that it was once there, that's a problem. It doesn't have to actually be wet. Amar Rav Yosef, Shara Le Mara Le Geneva, right? So he says, Rav Yosef says, Shara Le Mare Le Geneva, Hashtat Soa, Amar Rav Yud Amar Rav, Kevon Shekarmu Panel Mutter. And when it comes to Tsoa, as long as it, you know, I don't know, people who live in neighborhoods where people don't clean up after their dogs might know what I'm talking about, i.e. any neighborhood where they own dogs. So once the tsoa is already starting to glaze over, it's not glaze, not the right word, but it's starting to dry out, right? It gets like dry on the top. It's mutter to say Kriya Shema near it. Mei Raglaim, boy, what? So you're going to tell me that it's not mutter for Mei Raglaim as long as you know that it was once there? Right? So he says, no, Amar Le Abai, my chos is to Samchas Aha, Smoch Aha. He says, why are you basing it on this? Base it on the following. The Amar Rabba Bar Ravuna Amar Rav, Soa Afilu Kecheres Asura. There's another statement in the name of Rav that when there's Soa, even if it's dried out like pottery, it's still Asur. Behechi dami tzoa kecheres. Amar Rabba Bar Rechanan, Rabbi Yochanan calls man shezorka ve'ena nifreches. What does it mean? It's dry like cheres. If you throw it, it won't crumble. Right? Don't try this at home. The ika da amre calls man shegoleles ve'ena nifreches. If you roll it and it doesn't break apart. Vamar Ravina have ka'imna kamei de Rabbi Yehuda midifti. Right? I was standing in front of Rabbi Yehuda midifti. Chazat tzoa. He saw the tzoa, and what did he say to me? Amar le ayin ikar muponeh ilo. Check if it is if the top of it is dried out or not. Iga da amri, hachi amarle ayin imaploy apluye. Right, you should look into it if it. Rashi explains it means if it has cracks on it, if it's so dry that it's got cracks on it. This is all you ever wanted to know about soa and more, right? So this is, I said that's why getting into the fourth parak from the end of the third parak is exactly like Andy Dufresne crawling through the sewage pipe into freedom. So my havi Allah, what's the psak? In the end of the day, what's the halacha? Itmar, we learn the following case: tsoa kecheres. If you have tsoa like pottery, amimar amar asura. He says that's the loss of marzutra and muteres. Marzutra says mutter. Me say kriyishma in front of him. Amar Rava hilchasat tsoa kecheres asura meiraglayim kol zmanchen matfichin. So he says the halacha is. Rava says the halacha is tsoa. Even if it's dry like cheres, is still asur. But meiraglayim. As long as it's not, if it's wet, it's usher, and if it's dry, it's not usher. Meisvei of the following kasha from the Brisa, Mei Raglaim calls Manchemat Vichan Asurin, Nivlu O Yavshu Mutarim. If they got swallowed up by the ground or they dried out, it is now Mutter. My Lav, Nivlu Dumya de Yavshu. Wouldn't that imply that they got swallowed up in a similar way that they dried out? My Yavshu Dein Rishuma Nikar, Af Nivlu Dein Rishuma Nikar. Meaning that you can't recognize that it was there anymore. Har Rishuma Nikar Asur. But if you can recognize that it was once there, it should be Asur. Avogadei Matvichan, even though it's not dry. So that's the kasha. The kasha is, how can you say that the halacha is, as long as it's not wet, you're allowed to say kriya shma? You could still tell that there was once urine there. Which question are you guys having an issue with? You don't know six. The reason one may say kriya shma near safek meiraglayim is that vade meiraglayim is derabbanan. And it's, what? Meiraglayim on the ground is the Rabbanan and is mutter b'makom safek. Meaning the Rabbanan never made a gzera against meiraglayim if there was a safek meiraglayim. They only made a gzera mid the Rabbanan on real meiraglayim that's on the ground. That's the answer. Okay? We're up to date? Okay, good. Let's move a little further before, you know, we got a few more minutes. So he says back, he was asking, how could it be that the Brisa seems to indicate that it has to be completely unrecognizable that there was once meiraglayim there, the Tameich. So the Gemara answers, oh, according to you, Amoresha, let's quote the beginning of the Brisa. Kol zman shemat vichad hu da'asur, harishuma nikoshari. It's only asur when it's wet, but not when you could see that it was once there. Ela meha leka lamash b'mina. You can't prove anything from that Brisa. Meaning that Brisa is not a clear enough source one way or the other. So lema kitanoi. Right? So maybe this is really a machlokes tanoim, this whole machlokes amoraim about the status of meiraglayim, whether or not you can say kriyishma in front of him, is really a machlokes tanoim. Klisha nishbechu mimeno meiraglayim. In those days, again, they used to go to the bathroom in these pots. So one of the pots spills and the meiraglayim comes out all over the place. Asur likros kriyishma kinegdo. Right? You're not allowed to say kriyishma in that spot. Meiraglayim atzman shenishbechu nivlu mutter lo nivlu asur. And meiraglayim themselves that spilled, so we're not talking about the kli now, we're talking about the meiraglayim, only if they're absorbed into the ground is it going to be mutter, but if they were not yet absorbed into the ground, it's going to be asur. Rav Yossi omer kol zman shemat bichin, the entire time that they're wet. My nivlu, my lo nivlu. What does it mean absorbed versus not absorbed? The kamar tanakama. What, at the time, meaning when the Tanakhama said lo nivlu or lo nivlu, what did he mean by that? Ilema nivlu de'in mat pichin, if it meant that they're not wet, lo nivlu de'mat pichin, v'asur Rav Yossi le'meimar, kol zman shemat pichin, u'da'asur arishuma nikar shari, and then Rav Yossi is adding to that, yeah, as long as it's wet, you're not allowed to say kriya shma, but even if it's not wet, and you can still see the roshem, you can still see that it was once there, it's going to be mutter, hayna Tanakhama, then they're both saying the exact same thing. Ela nivlu de'in rishuma nikar, lo nivlu de'in rishuma nikar. So when it says it's absorbed into the ground, it means you can't even tell that it was once there. There's no roshem. There's no longer a sign. No. Kol zman shemat vichru da'asar rishuma nikar. Shari, what you're doing right now is exceptionally rude. What you're doing right now is extremely rude. You. Okay. So he says that it's basically Rav Yossi is coming to add that it's only usur if it's wet, but if you could tell that it was once there, it's going to be mutter to say kriyishma. So that's the possibility. So the more answer is no. The kulei alma calls mashemat bichanu da usur rishuma nikar shari. Rather, everyone agrees that it's only usur. It's only usur if it's wet, and if you could tell that it was once there, it's still going to be mutter to say kriyishma. Going over to Chafayim and Beis, v'hacha b'tofeach al menas latfiach ika binayu. The question is, how wet is wet? Meaning, tofeach al menas latfiach means the following. It's so wet that if you touched it, your hands are wet enough that if someone would touch your hands, they would realize that would make them wet. That's called Tofeach HaMenas Latfia. Has a nafkamina for Hilchos Shabbos. On Shabbos, when we're talking about Schita, it's only with something that's Tofeach HaMenas Latfia. It's wet enough that it could make something else wet, that thing will be wet when it's done with it. Right, so something like that. So that's a case of Tofeach. So one Mandamer says, if it's so wet, it has to be so wet that it could make something else wet. And the other Mandamer says, no, even if it's just wet itself, that's enough that you can't say Kriyash Manfam. That's all Machlokas. Okay, that is not the end of the excrement Gemaras, but that is Chafei Mabez. Let's go a little further. We're going over to Chafei Mabez now. Yarad Litbol. So we said before, the guy's in the mikvah. He's trying to go to the mikvah so he could say Kriyashma. And this man Kriyashma is upon him. If he's able to get out in time, so he could say Kriyashma, get out in time, dry himself off, say Kriyashma. If he's not able to get out in time, he's got to say Kriyashma in the mikvah. Right? He should cover himself up with the water. So he said, Lema, Tana stomach, Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe this Mishnah is specifically holding like Rabbi Eliezer, Damar Ad Anetzachama. You're only allowed to say Kriyashma until sunrise. After Anetzachama, you can't say Kriyashma anymore. Says the Gemara, no, I feel the tame of Rabbi Yoshua. You can even say it's Shitas Rabbi Yoshua. Says you get until the end of the third hour. V'dil Mokiv Asikin. Maybe he's just saying it's best to do like the Vasikin. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Vasikin, are you Gomer? No, Sayyim Anetzacham. All right, we spent a lot of time talking about that back in the day. Tosfos and Rabbi Yonah and people trying to prove that even Shitas Rabbi Yoshua holds like the Vasikin, and this Gemara was their main source. Okay, moving right along. V'imlav Yiskasa B'mayim V'ikra. If you can't get out of the mikvah in time to finish the Kriyashma, you got to cover yourself up with the water and say Kriyashma. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, Vare Libo Roesa Erva. There's no separation between his heart and his Erva, meaning he's in a mikvah, he's in a pool, and he's not wearing any clothing. How can he say Kriyashma if his heart is not separated? He's not wearing a gartel. So next time you got to go to the mikvah, you got to bring a gartel. So the, not really, but the says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Elazar says, the Itaim Rabachabar Abba Amra Bar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu, all quoting the name of Rabbeinu, B'mayim Achurim Shanu. We're talking about it was dirty water. The Damu Ke'ara Smichta. It looks kind of like the ground, right? Shelo Yira Libo Erva So. So there's actually a visible barrier between your heart and your erva, meaning if you're in muddy water, you know, I'm sure you guys have gone swimming in a lake before or something like that. So sometimes the lake is muddy. You can't even see 2 inches in front of you, right? Certainly from the top of the water, you can't see what's going on inside the water. So that was a case like this. He's in the lake. You know, he's going to the mikvah in camp or something. He's in the lake. And so it's clean. It's considered a separation. Because we have underwear and pants and belts. Nowadays, people wear a gartel just to show extra kavod for the tefillah. Like, it's like an extra baggage. Like, nowadays, people will wear a hat and jacket for davening, or just a jacket, or just a tie, or something like that. So, right, the tie is the Litvisher gartel. It separates the heart from the intellect. You know? But the regular gartel nowadays is just like an additional garment. Like some people, they wear a hat and jacket all day, or they'll wear a suit all day, so they want to do something special. So they'll put on an extra gartel. That's why, you know, whatever. That's why I said nowadays it's kedai to put it on under your suit jacket. If you're just wearing a suit jacket, so it's not so bekovedik to wear it on top of the suit jacket because they're not really made for that. So, okay. Tana Rabbana, Mayim Tzlulin. Let's say the water is nice and clear. So what should you do? Yeshev Bahem Ad Savarovik Vikori. You should, right? You should put it up to your neck and say Kriyashma with the water, just your head out of the water. The Eshomrim and others say Ochran Biraglo. You should kick up dirt with your foot to make the water a little bit dirty so that it blocks the view. Tanakama, what about the Tanakama Vare Libo Roesa Erva? You're going to put your neck in the water. There's not going to be a separation between your heart and your erva. Kasavar Libo Roesa Erva Mutter. Obviously, the Tanakama holds there is no such Isser of Libo Roesa Erva. Vai Akevo Roesa Erva, but his feet and his erva are not separated. So he says, Kasavar Akevo Roesa Erva Mutter. He holds there's no Isser for your heel and your erva to be together. Right, there's no isser for the bottom half of your body to be near your erva, just the top half of your body. Itmar, we have the following Gemara: Akev rosa erva mutter no geya. What if he's touching his erva with his feet? He's sitting, what we used to call Indian style. Now you're not allowed to say that anymore. So he's sitting crisscross applesauce or something like that, and he's not wearing any clothing. So Abaye Amar Aser. Abaye says it's Aser. Rav Amar Mutter. Rav says it's Mutter. Razvid Masni Lala Hashmaita. He learned the same idea like this. Rav Chinen Abreid, Rav Ika Masni Lala Hachi. I'm sorry, he learned it the way we said it, Machlug Sabai Varav. Rav Chinen Abreid, Rav Ika learned it like this. Nogeya Devriya Kol Asr. If he's touching, everybody holds Asr. Roa. What if it's the separation between your feet and your Erva? Abaye Amar Asr, Rav Amar Mutter. Lo Nisna Torah, Malachi Asharis. Because the Torah was not given to angels, and this is something that was very difficult in those days because they wore robes. The Hilkasa Nogeya Asr Roa Mutter. And the halacha is, if you're touching it with your lower body, it's Asr. You can't say Kriya Shema. If it sees it, meaning if there's no separation, just wearing a bathrobe with a belt, that's going to be Mutter to say Kriya Shema under those circumstances. Have a great day, guys. Let me stop recording.